And Mary Lou Henner is going, oh, God, that song again.
No, I love that song. I never get tired of hearing it.
I don't either.
Great theme.
And in its day, it was such a different theme song from all the other bouncy, boppy little theme songs.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for recognizing that.
It was. And the show was different. It's one of those that I don't know how many people talk about, but Taxi was a groundbreaking comedy show in its own way, in my opinion. It was not just I know it was considered a sitcom, but it was done in a very different style, and I found it extraordinarily funny.
Thank you. And you know what else? It was kind of like, you know, just the film stock that they used and the sets, everything seemed very real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of like the car driving over the bridge and the theme rather than some kind of cartoony thing. I mean, that's why I think it has withstood the test of time, especially that song.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Well, Mary Lou Henner joining us along with your husband is there as well, as I understand, Michael Brown?
Yes, he is.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah.
Good to talk with you. Mary Lou Henner, unlike me in the days since Taxi, has not changed basically a bit. Look at the publicity photo here. She looks exactly like she did on Taxi. I look not at all like I looked when I was watching Taxi. But that's probably due, at least in part, to some of what we're going to get into here this morning in your post-Taxi life, if you will, with a book that you've written. And born out of, I just find the circumstance, I don't know what I would do if I were to have found myself in your shoes. And maybe you want to tell the story, Mary Lou and Michael, a little bit more than I should relate it.
Well, just to set it up, Michael and I knew each other as college freshmen at the University of Chicago. He was my doormate's boyfriend. I always thought he was this great guy. We double dated. We totally lost contact for many, many years. We reconnected in 2003. He called me out of nowhere. My second divorce had been final only 6 months. We got together. Within a week, we were saying, you're the love of my life. We should be together. You know, we're going to be together the rest of our lives. And 2 months into our relationship, he's diagnosed with bladder cancer. Stage 2/3 bladder.
That just has to be crushing. I don't even know how you would recover from that kind of news.
Well, you know, the worst day is the first day. And I guess because I'd been in the health field for so long at that point, had written books about health, and my friends always called me the doctor concierge, you know, because I know some great doctors. I thought, okay, I've got my doctors. I know I can take Michael to these great integrative medicine doctors who can help him put together a protocol. They'll use the best of East and West. At one point, I wanted him to see what, you know, a typical doctor would want. That doctor said, all right, we're going to go in, take out your bladder, take out your prostate, make a neobladder from your intestines. There's going to be chemo radiation to follow up, blah, blah, blah. And Michael said, I'm not to me, in the parking lot after we saw this doctor. He said, I'm not losing my organs. I said, we're going to find another way. So I took him to my doctors, and they started putting a protocol together for him with immunotherapy, detox. In the middle of it, they found out he had lung cancer, second primary site. But happy to report, this was 13 years ago, and up until 12 and a half years ago, he's been in remission 12 and a half years. So we knew we had to share this story with the rest of the world.
Well, it's incredible. And I am finding more and more of these stories that offer hope in just sort of lifestyle, diet sort of changes that don't include what people tend to view as this horrible future. If I'm diagnosed with cancer, I'm in and out of the hospital, and I'm on chemo for 6, 8, 12, 20 weeks, and I'm going to be miserable the whole time. And I'm sure this was no picnic, Michael. But let folks know a little bit about how that went as you kind of made this conscious decision that I'm not going that way. We're gonna explore these other alternatives.
Well, I think it was, first it was a very healing situation. Once I started on this path with Mary Lou and began to heal my body, all the other therapies, the conventional, the immunotherapy, really were much more effective. So, you know, from the beginning of the treatment, I started feeling better and having hope that I was going to be able to work my way through this. You're right. In the case of the truly conventional radical therapies that are applied now, chemo, radiation, surgery, not only are they terrible to have to go through them, they also don't give you much hope of a good life at the end of it. So the strategy I took was one of basically just improving my life altogether, and at this point, 13 years later, I'm actually much healthier than I was before I was diagnosed with cancer, even though I'm 13 years older. So, you know, it's been a great journey. It's a great journey of hope, and it's things that everyone can do to help their body heal, to help their doctor heal them, you know, so we're not just victims sitting back waiting to see what our doctors are going to do, but we're proactively involved in helping to heal ourselves.
Well, people can find out, I guess, the basic story of what's going on here, Mary Lou, in your newest book. You've got a couple other books under your belt. You just have a broad career, but this book, Changing Normal, How I Helped My Husband Beat Cancer, is it out now already on newsstands?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah, in fact, it was number one on Amazon yesterday.
Oh, terrific.
Really, like, oh my gosh. I guess people want good information. And, you know, we're not saying, oh, follow us to the letter of the law. You know, be your own health advocate. Go to sites. Don't just go to the first two pages, three pages, because they've usually paid to be there. Find out a lot of information, cross-connect a lot of information. Try to find an integrative medicine doctor if you can. Go to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org. These doctors on this list are incredible. And, you know, these are just people that I know. I mean, I'm not paid to do anything for them. What you want is someone who looks at your whole body, not just somebody who says, let's target this and kill the rest of you, you know?
Well, exactly. And I think what it can do, if nothing else, it provides some hope. When people hear the cancer word, it strikes this fear and these visions of people that they've seen go through chemo and all those kinds of treatments. And I'm not suggesting that they're not ever appropriate, but that
right.
that these alternative paths or some combinations of them give people more options and more reason to think there can be a positive outcome here.
Sure. And they also put a little more control in the hands of the patient. You know, they feel like, okay, I'm doing this every day. Maybe even if I have to go through a radical surgery or a radical procedure or something, you know, radical chemicals, at least my body feels a little bit stronger to go through it.
Well, we hope that folks will take a read here. It's actually an easy book to read. You don't speak in a lot of medical speak or anything like that. It's the story interwoven with the changes that you made to change what you consider normal. And I guess that is, it's kind of a mindset change you got to make first, right?
Sure, absolutely. And it's a love story, too. So we, you know, tell a lot of our backstory and then how we got together and then didn't get together. You know, so many different things. So there's a lot of humor in the book as well.
So if you knew each other in college, then you getting a big acting job probably threw a wrench in that relationship for a little while.
Oh no,
too.
Michael was gone. No. We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. He was my roommate's boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
But he went to Brazil. He was a merchant seaman. I mean, I would on Broadway. We've completely lost contact with each other.
This is a great story, a great outcome one of those typical Cinderella stories to a certain degree, as you would have got back together, got in touch, fell back in love, all that kind of stuff. Very cool story. Mary Lou, great to catch up with you. I wish we had more time, but hopefully we'll catch up with you again sometime in the future.
Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
You bet. And best of luck to you, Michael, as well. Mary Lou Henner, Michael Brown, Changing Normal, the book. You know where to buy them now. Bookstores, Amazon. Google it, whatever the case may be. It's out there. We will take a little break and come back and open up the phone lines for you on WCLO.